The markets closed up ahead of the results of the midterms. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 6th of November. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other business news today, Wells Fargo explains why hundreds of customers had their homes foreclosed on. It was a glitch. The results are in, and the best online grocer is, we'll tell you, cramped seating, and now United says Flyers don't need all those people handing out drinks and chips. Papa John's is having trouble winning back fans. Big news out of tiny Jefferson, Iowa, as the town of 4200 will be welcoming a new technology company to its community. Those stories and a conversation about how your voice can impact your ability to be heard, understood, and grow your career. Wayne Bruins from Tarot International and I talk about voice work and your career. It's all coming up yet today here on the Business News Hour.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tarot International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next. When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Election Day edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for coming on board. Well, it was just a glitch in the system. We're sorry. That was a story today out of Wells Fargo, who said an internal underwriting error caused it to reject some home loan modifications, resulting in the bank's foreclosing on more homes than expected. The bank said in a filing with regulators that an expanded review found that 870 customers were incorrectly denied mortgage changes, leading to 545 of them losing their homes. This comes after the bank in August had for the first time disclosed a calculation error in an internal underwriting software that caused 625 borrowers to be incorrectly denied mortgage loan modifications under a federal assistance program, 400 of whom had their homes foreclosed on. But the bank did today say they were sorry. A spokesman for the bank said the company had contacted a substantial number of the affected customers to provide remediation as well as the option to pursue no-cost mediation with an independent mediator. Well, the votes have been cast, and Walmart, the world's largest retailer, has surpassed the e-commerce giant Amazon in a survey of online food shoppers. The respondents said they mostly visited Walmart's site for groceries over Amazon and even, get this, over local supermarkets. Walmart has moved ahead thanks to the rapid deployment of its curbside grocery pickup service, which is now in about 2,000 stores. An additional 1,000 will come on board by the end of next year. Walmart also works with delivery services like DoorDash and Deliv to bring groceries to customers' homes for a fee. Amazon, meanwhile, offers grocery delivery from Whole Foods Market stores for its Prime customers in 60 cities, with in-store pickup now available in just 10. In an effort to cut costs, United Continental today said they'll cut one flight attendant on most of its long-distance international flights. The change will take effect on February 1st, affecting flights on United's Boeing 787 and some models of 767 and 777 jetliners. The reduction will also apply to the economy cabin of 757 planes that fly international routes. The shift brings the carrier in line with staffing at American Airlines, which flies its 787s with one less flight attendant than United. Delta Airlines has one less on some of its jets as well. United will eliminate some onboard work and speed up meal service by repacking galleries and having ground catering workers plate foods before they're loaded onto planes. The union representing the flight attendants said the decision is a, quote, misguided plan to reduce service and cut staffing. So, along with cramped seating, less folks to pass out the peanuts. Well, you know, you can change the sign, you can change leadership, but can you change the hearts and minds of consumers? Papa John's efforts to distance itself from its controversial founder are not bringing back customers. Today, the beleaguered pizza company said that same-store sales in North America fell by 9.8% in the 3 months ending in September. Total revenue? Well, that dropped by over 15% from a year earlier to about $364 million. John Schnatter stepped down as CEO months earlier after he caused a controversy by blaming the NFL for poor pizza sales and was caught saying the N-word during a meeting. Still, the negative publicity coming from its former CEO continues to dog the company. Meanwhile, rumors have been swirling that the pizza chain is looking for a buyer. Other pizza sellers have had a difficult quarter as well. Pizza Hut sales were flat, and although Domino's reported domestic and international same-store growth, it did miss analyst expectations. Let's talk about something a little closer to home, shall we? Jefferson is a community about 4,200 people or so, about 30-40 miles north of Des Moines, and like many small rural towns, it's been facing a shrinking population, a loss of retail, aging homes, and consolidating schools. However, as reported in the Des Moines Register, a unique agreement with a Des Moines technology consultant could change its future and possibly provide a model for revitalizing other rural Iowa communities. Pillar Technology plans to open a $1.7 million office in Jefferson and hire up to 30 workers. Jefferson, in turn, will build a new career academy that brings an intensive student software development training program that feeds the company's workforce pipeline. The payoff for high school students? Well, it's a chance at Pillar jobs that pay about $75,000 a year by the time they're in their early 20s. It's twice the average pay rural Iowans receive today. It's yet another experiment that private business is taking on in an effort to rein in costs with regard to recruitment and retention and attract workers. Stocks ended higher today as traders eagerly awaited the results of a much-anticipated midterm election that could have significant impacts for the market. The Dow gained 173 points and change today, led by Caterpillar and IBM. S&P 500 and NASDAQ indexes added more than 0.6% as the industrials and materials sectors outperformed. Democrats are expected to take control of the House away from Republicans while the GOP maintains a slim majority in the Senate. Stocks have historically done well under a divided government. Since 1928, the S&P 500 has averaged an annual return of 12% when Congress is split and Republicans control the White House. Stocks have been volatile lately as worries about the elections, coupled with fears of rising rates and a potential slowdown in earnings growth, have put investors on edge. At the bell today, the Dow is up those 173 points to close at 25,635. The NASDAQ gained 47 points, or 0.6, to end the day at 73,75. And the S&P 500 also gained 0.6 to close at 27,55. Gold was off $3.80 to end at $1,228.50 an ounce. Oil cratered today due to more exports coming in from Iran. Crude oil dropped by $1.33 to $61.77 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note was up a bit today, paying 3.23%. Hey, when we come back, I'll be joined by Wayne Bruns from Tarot International. We're going to be talking about voice work, how your verbal skills can improve your career if you follow some pretty basic tips. Wayne Bruns next here on the Business News Hour.